shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome into the program. Happy Thursday to you. Hope it's starting off well for you. And I don't know what this strange stuff is that's falling out of the sky, but we have, a little bit of rain happening right now. But hopefully we'll be getting some more over the course of the day and tomorrow and into Saturday. But we need every drop of it that we can get. And it's still not going to be enough to get us out of this drought status, but hopefully it's enough to get the ball rolling here a little bit. So definitely be prepared as you are heading out the door. It's I know it's been so long. You don't know where the umbrella is. You don't know where your... Do people still wear rain jackets and rain boots? Is that still a thing? I don't really see rain jackets on the shelf when I'm out in the, or on the racks when I'm out at the stores. What I do see is, you know, a lot of jackets you could wear every day that would also be kind of rain preventative. And of course, me being the dope that I am, wore my denim jacket today instead of a leather jacket, which would have repelled the rain better. But hey, we make do. So I went and got new wiper blades because the wipers on my car were pretty old. I can't remember when I put them on, but it was a while ago. And I don't like get overly concerned with the quality of my wiper blade usually because I put Rain-X on my windshield. So there's a lot of times when I don't even turn my wipers on. I used to put like the full coat of Rain-X on. I mean, when I had my first pickup truck, I was constantly waxing that thing and buffing it and putting the Rain-X on all the windows. And, you know, it was a 1992 Dodge Dakota that I got in 2002. But it was the first car that I ever had that I, you know, made payments on and that looked like a new car when I got it because it was owned by, you know, a little old lady who only put 40,000 miles on it in 10 years. So I tried to, you know, baby that thing and keep it as nice as I could for as long as I could. And I put Rain-X on the windshield. That was the first time I'd ever used Rain-X on a car regularly. You know, I'd try and put it on before, but never really kept up with it. And I don't think I ever really turned my wipers on much, which was good because one of them was broken. And eventually I, you know, had to find a way to fix that. But That's what kind of sold me on the Rain-X. And then I just, instead of putting layers of it on the windshield, I switched to putting it in the washer fluid, you know, getting the washer fluid that has it in it. And that pretty much did the job as well. And then I would use the Rain-X wiper blades. I don't know if they did anything differently, but, you know, I was just kind of, I think it started because I got them in a package deal once. And I had the Rain-X ones on my car now, well, previously, and I went into one of the local auto parts stores, which I know I'm already paying a little bit more than I would if I went on Amazon or if I went on, or if I went over to Walmart or something like that. But I'm also thinking to myself, I haven't taken these wipers off in, I don't know how long. I might need some help. So if I go to the auto parts store, they'll come out and help me if it gets stuck, or they'll have the tools there that I can use to pry it off. So I went over to one of the auto parts stores and I asked for the Rain-X wipers. And he's like, yeah, they're $35, $36, whatever it was. I was like, well, that's fine for a pair. And he's like, no, each. I said, what? I'm going to pay over $70 for two wiper blades? Like, these aren't, no, I don't need arms. I don't need to replace the wiper arms. I don't need to replace the wiper motor. Just the blades. I was like, no, that's what they cost. I was like, well, what do you have that's the cheapest? And the cheapest was like $22. I said, well, then tell me what's kind of a good mid-range one. So I got these, I don't know, Bosch Pure Vision. Pretty good wipers. And that cost me $58 for the pair. And I can't believe that that's how much. I mean, the last time I put headlights in, I couldn't believe the cost of headlights. And I put headlights, I've had this car now for 8 years. Yeah, 8 years this year. And I've put a lot of, you know, bulbs into different places over the course of that time. They burn out. But I've only done the headlights a couple of times. Once voluntarily, because my eyesight at night was getting bad, so I wanted to get brighter headlights. And I was like, well, $35, or it was like $45 or something for a set of headlights. I was like, oh boy. It used to be like $20 for the pair. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, if you got regular bulbs, yeah, you'd pay about that. But you wanted to get the, you know, the really bright LEDs. So it's going to be more. I was like, okay, that makes sense. And they're LEDs, so they're going to last longer. So instead of having to replace them three times, you know, you're kind of equaling out. But then I went and, well, I had one of them burn out, which I don't know how that happened. One burned out when they're LED bulbs. So I went and replaced both of them. And it was like $70-something for the pair. Or the same ones that I just purchased for $50. And I know, and by the way, this was like, how long ago was that? That was during the Trump administration. So don't give me the Bidenomics thing. It was during the pandemic. Because there was and it was at the beginning of it. Because there was a time when, I was actually maybe before they shut everything down. So maybe late February, early March of 2020. Because I had to replace my battery and my headlights like within a couple weeks of each other. And then that battery just died on me a couple of months ago. So things don't last as long and they cost a lot more. And that this is just progress. This isn't even just the current economic policies. This is just life. Because as you get improved items, you also get increased prices. So yeah, you can have an LED, you know, we went from having our regular filament headlights to halogen to LED. And yeah, those are nice, but they are also going to cost you more. And I got the brightest headlights that they make for my car. And I still don't think it's any brighter really than the regular bulbs were. I think it's a scam. Eventually, someday, I should just replace the headlight lenses. And maybe that'll make a difference. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We have a couple of stories that we can talk about this morning. If you heard Phil's news there, he mentioned that Governor Healey had signed the economic development bill that includes more money for New Bedford. And one of the projects that it covers is it infuses another $10 million into the redevelopment of State Pier. Now, they were collecting the proposals for what to do with State Pier and for operating the different avenues of commerce and industry that will happen there. But one thing that I found interesting, and this might just be on me, that this is the first time that I've heard this, that I wasn't paying attention. I don't know if it's necessarily new information or not. I was going to ask Chris when he comes in because he would know. But part of Senator Mark Montigny's plan for seeing the redevelopment of State Pier is to have South Coast Rail extend from the Whale's Tooth to State Pier. Apparently there's they can use the rail line all the way over to State Pier. And the idea is that they would have the train go over there to bring people to State Pier. So basically you're talking about adding a stop now onto the commuter rail. It wouldn't need a station per se. I don't know. I haven't seen what the track grade is like over there, but I don't think you would need a station, maybe just a little platform. But it's an interesting thing. And if it's not, if the funding is there to make it happen, then I don't see an issue with it. I don't think it would interfere with traffic. Because how many times a day is it going to go over there? But it's also not a huge walk. I mean, people are making that walk now if they're parking where they're supposed to park for the C-Streak. They're making that walk already. But it is a good idea to lessen that walk altogether. Because if you remember, we had the issue where people have been parking over on the side streets across from State Pier and parking in front of meters and taking up parking spaces and causing problems and leaving their cars while they went to the islands. So if this will give people a reason to make sure they park where they're supposed to park and make it easy for them to get over to where they're going, carrying luggage and whatnot, I think that'll be helpful. And also, there's more money in there for the Zeitarian, which I know a lot of people have been concerned about exactly what's going on with the $37 million renovation of the Zeitarian. So we're going to be doing a regular segment here in the morning, probably about once a month. We're going to talk with the Zeitarian folks about what's going on over there and how the progress is coming along, because that is your building. If you're a taxpayer in New Bedford, that is your building. You own that building. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping you abreast of all the changes that are happening. Now, I've gone through there and taken the tour and seen the plans of what they're doing over there. And you have to understand, I've been to some of these municipal theater buildings in other towns and cities across Massachusetts. I've been to, the Vets in Providence. I've been to the Chevalier in Medford. I've been to the Hanover in Worcester. I love going to shows at these theaters, the PPAC, things like that. I love going to these types of places to see shows. Not only because they're, you know, relatively intimate settings, but also because they're all so unique and interesting. And I like to walk through the building and see what it looks like and look at the architecture and the decoration. And we have a chance here that when the Zeitarian is completed, this is going to be the most impressive of the lot. Because what held the Zeitarian back for a long time of being the best of that class was just some, you know, age-related issues. And issues more related to the fact that when they brought it back in, what, the early 80s, you know, they did the best they could with what they had. So, you know, they didn't put in brand new seats when they reopened then. They put in secondhand seats that they got from other places. That's why they never really matched. Now they're going to have brand new, much more comfortable seats. They're going to have a state-of-the-art sound system. Now, I don't know this to be true, and when we talk with the Zeitarian folks, we can find out if it's true. But there were people who got upset because they brought in some rock and roll acts, and then they stopped bringing in rock and roll acts. And they were like, what's going on? We thought this was going to be like a new avenue of shows and like something that we actually wanted to go see. I've suspected, and I don't know if this is to be true, but that the sound in the Zeitarian wasn't conducive for those type of acts, and that the performers might not have liked the acoustics in there for rock and roll. I mean, it sounds great for everything else. It could have also been an idea of that's just not the kind of show that we want, but now you're going to have a state-of-the-art sound system. And they explained to us when we took the behind-the-scenes tour, like how the sound system in there currently, you know, the when they had it in there until they started renovating, how that worked. And as an audiophile myself, I was like, well, no wonder things sound kind of muffled and it's coming out of those speakers in the front of the stage. I mean, sure, yeah, other acts bring speakers behind them, but they want good house sound too. So now you're going to have a state-of-the-art sound system in there. In addition to cosmetic upgrades and, most importantly, bathroom upgrades. So we'll learn about the process as it goes along, and we'll keep you up to date with everything. Because again, as I said, it's your building. You own it. You should know what's going on. But also, you know, don't show up there and ask to be let in because it's a construction site. So 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let's take our first break of the morning and we'll be back in a few moments. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim. I heard you talking about that theater. What was it, the old seats that they used, and now they're starting to swap them out. I took theater management when I was in college, and God, you gotta inspect every one of them before you install them. You know, if there's nails sticking through the back, or if there's, a broken hinge that somebody's going to, you know, sprain their back by sitting on it wrong, it can be an expensive problem to, what do they say, buying a pig in the poke. So, that you got to watch out for that if you're going to start a theater. And then you were saying it was going to do rock shows. And if, you know, you start getting into a rowdy crowd that'll tear up your property, you can lose money on a show like that.
Oh, well, to be fair, it was like, you know, George Thorogood kind of show. It was like Blue Oyster Cult, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course, it's funny you mentioned Blue Oyster Cult. They used to be the rowdy ones.
Yeah, but nowadays their audience is pretty laid back and calm.
Oh, I know. No, that's one whole thing. Hey, well, one of the real reasons I called, I don't know if you're keeping up on this Matt Gaetz business.
I have been,
yeah. Yeah, there's a report that, you know, the House inquiry about whether or not he was, you know, child trafficking, or he was basically a pimp for this girl, because he apparently, it wasn't just once. It's $10,000 he spent on her alone, and it, you know, in multiple situations. So this idea that this guy would become the attorney general, when you imagine that the attorney general of America gets faced with all sorts of weird inquiries. You know, it could be bank fraud, it could be pollution cases, it could be, you know, all sorts of lawsuits. If this guy could be blackmailed for anything, then that means that justice is out the window, that we the people would no longer expect justice from the Department of Justice, but that if anybody knew about the blackmail holding him in place, then all of a sudden their cases can be won over every other common sense reality. So it's amazing that Donald Trump is hunkering down with protecting a guy who can be blackmailed.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the theory that he's the sacrificial lamb is probably the correct one. You know, that they're not going to let him get every one of his appointments through. And this is the one where you can say, all right, well, we're not letting him through. But then, you know, some of the other ones that have no business getting those jobs get through instead.
So he's wasting our time then.
I think it's strategy. I don't know. I'm sure that, you know, others have done the same thing.
Well, I'm not going to say both sides do it because that's a cop out. We the people own this country, and we the people should expect professionalism. And if this guy is going to try to hold a guy who can be blackmailed, then what about every one of the others that he's appointed? Every one of the others can be blackmailed. You know, if RFK alone, you know, violated any number of laws by bringing a dead bear into, you know, the Central Park in New York, what other things can he be blackmailed on? So Big Pharma could all of a sudden blackmail him. You know, see, what I'm an environmentalist above all things.
Like about 30 seconds, yeah, just so you know.
Well, that we the people can be polluted by some corporation that wants to put us at, you know, at risk by polluting us. That's what my motivation is. And when you start looking at these big polluters that are in Donald Trump's, they're the billionaires that are paying him. And they don't want regulations. That's what Project 2025 is all about. Big
all right.
polluters.
I gotta hold you there. Phil's waiting to do the news.
Sure.
All right. You have a good day. And we were just going in a lot of different directions and a lot of different tangents. And I gotta give Phil time to do the news. So take it away, Phil Devitt.
The U.S. closes its embassy in Ukraine over warnings of an air attack. Just what will the new Department of Government Efficiency do? And those CDs you saved could be worth some money.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The U.S. is closing its embassy in Ukraine after warning of a possible significant air attack by Russian forces. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv issued the urgent warning this morning, saying it had received specific information about a potential attack and that its employees should shelter in place. The warning comes one day after Ukraine's military, for the first time, used American missiles to strike inside Russian territory. President-elect Trump is cheering the sentencing of the man convicted of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. He posted Wednesday on Truth Social, quote, "Justice for Lakin Riley." A Georgia judge found 26-year-old Jose Ibarra guilty on all charges. Ibarra, a Venezuelan migrant, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy say their new government efficiency office under Trump's administration will pick out thousands of regulations to eliminate. Brian Shook with more.
The two talked about their plans for the Department of Government Efficiency in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. The tech billionaire and former Republican presidential candidate say cutting regulations will result in needed mass headcount reductions across the government. They argued that many regulations go over agency authority. I'm Brian Shook.
Delaware Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride is, quote, not here to fight about bathrooms. That's what the incoming Democrat wrote on X in response to House Speaker Mike Johnson banning transgender people from bathrooms that match their gender identity. He said, quote, all single-sex facilities in the Capitol and House office buildings, such as restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, are reserved for individuals of that biological sex. President Biden is awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Cecile Richards, an abortion rights activist and former president of Planned Parenthood. During a private ceremony on Wednesday, Biden said Richards was at the forefront of some of America's most important civil rights causes. A new study shows that climate change intensified the recent hurricanes by 18 miles per hour. Published in the journal Environmental Research Climate, it found that human-driven changes have caused changes in 84% of hurricanes. Between 2019 and 2023, they were an average of more than 8 meters per second faster than they would have been in a world without climate change, according to the research. And are you still holding on to some of those old CDs? Well, some from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s have a hefty price tag these days. One of them is Bruce Springsteen's The Future of Rock and Roll, which was released in 1988 as a promo-only double disc in Japan. Because the 16-track CD is hard to find now, it's worth about $1,400. Another collection to look out for is Prince's My Name Was Prince. Only 50 copies were released in 1993, and it's now over $6,000. Two other valuable CDs, David Bowie's 1989 Sound and Vision album, which can go for between $70 to $400, and Michael Jackson's Smile, which is selling for almost $2,000. If you have any of these CDs, you can try to sell them on eBay or look for Facebook CD collector groups to find buyers there.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins home in Boston to play the Utah Hockey Club tonight at 7. Celtics away to play the Washington Wizards on Friday. Patriots play the Miami Dolphins in Florida Sunday afternoon. Game on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Rain today at last, leaving us on the South Coast with an inch or more by the end. Likely means some road flooding as well, so be careful when you're driving. Lingering light showers on Friday, eventually tapering. Temperatures in the 40s through the start of the weekend. Wind will make the weekend feel even colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Right now, it's an odd shade of purple outside. The wind is swirling, and the clouds are out, but the sun is also coming up behind the clouds, and there are actually a few little spots where the sunlight is peeking through the clouds, believe it or not, and it's creating this really interesting hazy glow. Here it's purple, but I guess in other areas it's more like a fiery orange where the sun is popping out even more. And in fact, you know, I follow a lot of local news personalities on social media. And one of the people that I follow is Melissa Sardelli over at Channel 12, their traffic reporter, because then I get traffic updates sent to my stories on Instagram and I can share those with you if we have anything to report. And she just shared a photo of New Bedford, of the harbor, with some of that sun peeking through the clouds and this nice orange glow. And she says, just wow, you've never looked better, New Bedford. Because they have these screens. I don't know if you've ever seen the Channel 12 studio setup, but they have these screens that they make look like a big window that looks outside the studio, but they project the images onto it. They digitally put the images on there, so it's something different all the time. It can be, you know, looking over the traffic. It can be looking over the water, and so they have the photo of New Bedford there, and it looks really good. But they've got orange over there. I've got purple here. Now, I know these windows are tinted, but still, this is definitely a darker color. But I can see like a little bit of spot where the sun is coming through behind the wind turbines. But the swirling wind and the leaves blowing around, I mean, I like this stuff. I like weather like this. The purple is kind of settling now into more of a darker gray, but that's all right. We need the rain. Don't complain about it. We need it. We need more. We need more than we're going to get. I just like, you know, I don't like it when there's bad weather on Thanksgiving. I like a warm Thanksgiving. I want all the football games to go off without a hitch. I want there to be, you know, people who are going to those games and not have to freeze. As somebody who has attended many Thanksgiving Day games over the years, I think it was 20 straight. I can appreciate when you have a nice day where you need a light jacket or just a sweatshirt or something. The sun is shining. Because I've been there on the cold days when you've got to, you know, wear your gloves and it's hard to keep your notes. And I can only imagine what it's like in the stands. You know, most of the time I'm in a press box somewhere. I did not subscribe to the Buddy Thomas school of covering football games, which is cover the games from the sidelines. I have no idea how to judge down and distance from the sideline. I'm not good enough. I mean, obviously I can judge downs because I can look at the down marker, but distance is something I can't estimate. I need to look at from the higher view and count, because you can't always depend on the play-by-play guy or the scoreboard operator, because, you know, a lot of times they're like students. So I was a press box person. And thankfully, some of them are nice and heated and have electricity, and some of them are just, you know, big open spaces in the back of a set of bleachers. But that's what makes Thanksgiving football fun. I would love to go to a Thanksgiving game as a observer, but I haven't done that, I don't think, ever. That's not true. My senior year, I didn't cover the game. So, yeah, because I used to do the play-by-play when I was in high school. So every game that I went to, I was working. But my senior year, the Thanksgiving game, my friend who later became my wife had come home from college, and I was like, I'm going to go hang out with her and other people that I haven't seen, and I'll do the play-by-play afterwards because we're not doing this live. And I went and recorded the play-by-play afterwards, and the guy from Cable Access says, yeah, don't do that again. We could tell. 508-996-0500. If you got some cool photos of the sky, of the way it looks outside right now, you can send those over to us on the WBSM app, and you can send us photos, videos, anytime you want using the WBSM app. And we'll get them here and we can, you know, utilize them for stories or maybe share them on social media. there's a lot of functionality in that app that people just don't realize. And you know, maybe we should talk about it more. I'll let you know, like, when you're out there and you see breaking news that's happening, you can report it right to us by recording an open line voicemail or sending a video or sending those photos over. And that helps us. You're our eyes and ears on the ground. If you haven't downloaded the app already, I highly recommend it. You can get it from the App Store for your device, or you can go to WBSM.com, click on the Listen tab, and there's an option there to get the app sent directly to your device. So whatever email address you use on your device, it will send it right to you, and you can download it on there. Because I know some people don't like to have the App Store set up on their phones because it requires you to put in a credit card. And, you know, even though there's no charge for our app, it's totally free. Thanks to South Coast Towing. Still, like, some people get nervous about the fact that they want you to have a card on file. So if that's something that makes you nervous and you want to still be able to download the app, you can do that right from WBSM.com and have it sent to your phone. And then you'll get all of our breaking news alerts, all of our stories, our live stream, our podcasts. You'll be able to set your alarm to us, and you'll be able to get live traffic and weather anytime, all using the app. So if you don't have it already, make sure you download it and tell everybody that you know to download it and tell them how much you enjoy it. And if you are a big WBSM app user, well, send us an app chat or an open line voicemail. Tell us where you're listening from and what your favorite app feature is. Maybe I'll take all those entries that we get and I'll put them all into a hat and we'll pull out a winner and I'll give you a seize the deal. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Maybe when it's time, it's all we need. I can't really help it if my tongue's all tied in knots. Jumping off a bridge, it's just the farthest that. You know, I'll follow you down to the butcher shop. We can head on down to 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and that's where you can get all of their fine quality meats cut the way that you want them, as well as numerous other items. Pretty much everything you need when you do your shopping, you can find at the butcher shop, but especially this week, because 1 week from today is the big day. 1 week from today is Thanksgiving, and if you are planning on cooking a turkey for your family, you should be getting it from the butcher shop. You're going to get a better turkey than you're going to find in the supermarket. You're going to have a better selection, and you're going to have somebody who can actually tell you and advise you in the best ways to cook that turkey for your family. Or if you don't feel like doing the cooking, they'll do it for you. The butcher shop will prepare your turkey the way that you want it, or what they'll also do is they'll prepare a platter for you. You can order one of their Thanksgiving platters and not even have to worry about Thanksgiving. They can make it nice and easy for you that way, but you got to get your orders in because time is running out. We are only 1 week away from Thanksgiving. And if their turkeys are anything like the other food they make every other day of the year, oh, you are in for a treat. So my family gets together for Thanksgiving and my siblings are in a text chain and they started texting yesterday morning while I was on the air, but and they're like, all right, well, who's bringing what for Thanksgiving? And I was going to say, I'll bring the turkey because I'll get it from the butcher shop. But then I guess my brother-in-law already shot the turkey. So whatever, fine. He would have got it himself. But maybe I'll just get a butcher shop turkey for myself. Because that's the thing. They have them all different sizes, whatever you need. So make sure you get your order in. You can either call over at the butcher shop or stop by 123 Dartmouth Street. And while you're there, pick up some other things for yourself as well. Some of their delicious meats, some of their delicious pre-made food. They have some of the best casserole around, the nice big chunks of casserole. And the potatoes there are outstanding. The chicken wings, amazing. My favorite, the celebrity pork chops. So stop by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Let them take care of your Thanksgiving and pretty much the cooking anytime you feel like you don't want to cook. All right, I got to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. Maybe I'm not able, and I break at the bend. We're here and now. Welcome back in.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.